Welcome to Santa Cruz Naturalist. I'm Emily Donham. This week on our show, we're chatting with UCSC PhD candidate Sarah Gonzalez about some of her work with the giant kelp found here in Monterey Bay. So can you just tell me a little bit about why you got interested in studying kelp and kelp forests?
Yeah, you know, I actually didn't know that much about kelp until I moved to California for graduate school. And then I quickly learned how important these species are for providing habitat, supporting lots of fish and invertebrates. But I really got interested in kelp while working on a research project in Chile. We were studying the ecological effects of kelp harvesting. And then in order to gain more context for the study, I traveled around the coast interviewing fishermen that harvest the kelp. And I was so intrigued to see how entire fisher communities were formed around harvesting kelp and how different strategies for sustainable harvesting were used for different species. And so seeing the huge importance of kelp, both in marine ecology as well as human societies, I knew I really wanted to study it for my dissertation.
So when you're talking about kelp harvesting, what exactly does that mean, and why do people harvest it?
Yeah, so there's several different species of kelp that can be harvested, and a lot of it is used for abalone feed, actually, in abalone farms. And then other times it's used for extraction of chemicals like alginates.
And do people harvest kelp here locally?
There actually, well, a couple decades ago, there used to be quite a lot of commercial harvesting in California, but that has since closed down. And there's a little bit of kind of artisanal harvesting around, I think mostly for like abalone farms, and then maybe like some recreational harvesting as well.
You mentioned alginates. Can you just tell us a little bit more about what those are?
I would love to. So alginate is a natural chemical produced by kelp and other brown algae. And it's a polysaccharide, so it's a carbohydrate composed of a chain of sugar molecules. And in the algae, it serves as a structural component of the cell wall. So it gives the algae both the strength and flexibility to withstand the powerful force of waves in the ocean. And as it turns out, alginates also have a lot of applications for people. They're typically used as a thickening, gelling, or emulsifying agent in foods and beverages and cosmetics. The gels can also be used in pharmaceuticals and other biomedical applications like wound dressings or dental molds and even tissue engineering with its strong yet flexible nature. So I feel like I'm constantly learning new ways that alginates are used. It's really cool.
Have you tasted the alginate on its own, or is it?
Not on its own. You know, I've gotten various samples to kind of play with and look at their chemical composition and such. My friend and I actually were trying to make vegan ice cream. So she was having trouble with making ice cream because every time she made it, it would just turn into like a block of ice in the freezer. Yeah. So we got some alginate and put it in there, and that helped keep its kind of creamier consistency.
Are you thinking about opening up a creamery? maybe that can be a backup plan?
Yeah, maybe.
You're listening to Santa Cruz Naturalist. I'm Emily Donham. Special thanks to my guest, Sarah Gonzalez, and as always, to all of you for tuning in.